Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of May, recording at 8:57 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, although I've been at the chart seminar all day, and my goodness, what a wonderful, inspirational group of delegates we have, mainly subscribers, of course. But first, the highlights here on the stock market. I've been back long enough to have a good look at what's going on here, and a few surprises. First, global stock markets. Some big hits in Asia here. The speed is what is the important difference this time, the speed of this descent. European markets tried to steady, but mostly ended with very modest gains. In here today, and anything on the plus side was strictly minimal. And Wall Street. Now, Wall Street was up a bit, but has unraveled here towards the close, coming in near the lows of the day. Not big percentage decline, but persistent. So, yeah, well, I'll come back for the review. Government bonds rampant in here today. So we're getting strong short covering, and we are also getting some flight to so-called quality. This is in line with the Fuller Money script. And what else have we got? The metals prices. Let's see, a little bit, first let me take the dollar here. Dollar's interesting because it was weak yesterday, and then you know we had that key earlier on in the euro dollar. Sorry, I'm a little bit croaky horse here, but it won't affect me getting through the audio. So, dollar a little bit, that's better, dollar a little bit firmer in here today. Now, that, I think, has almost certainly prevented what would be a larger slide in the precious metal markets, but they've been pretty weak in here today. Silver back to 1251. Gold spot down to 679. These are approaching interesting levels. And with my view that the dollar, which has firmed up a little bit on some short covering, just as people close positions down and move into cash. If that dollar were to weaken again, well, that would help to cushion gold's downside, and gold remains susceptible to a contagion coming from the stock markets and the cascade effect that I've referred to so often previously. And oil was weaker, then ended a little bit firmer. Natural gas hitting new lows and then picking up a bit. New lows for this move. Okay, so where are we in the cycle? What's going on here? Well, for stock markets, as you know, this decline started last Thursday. And I aired in the audio comment that might well mark the beginning. That I said on last Thursday, it might well mark the beginning of the medium-term correction. And subsequently, everything that has happened, and I mean everything, has provided just more and more evidence that we really are in the medium-term correction. Now, when you look, I'm just going to cough here for a moment, I'm just going to put this on hold. Sorry about that. But when you look at a number of the long-term charts, particularly some of the condensed scale point and figure charts, and some of the weekly candlestick charts, this correction still doesn't look all that bad. In other words, it hasn't exceeded some of the other corrections on some indices at any rate. But we don't want to fall back on that as a bullish argument, or I'm not going to fall back on that as a bullish argument, because The real message here is the one of change that is taking place, that evidence of sustainable uptrends has been undermined progressively every day since starting with last Thursday. So this is the sixth day of sell-offs in here, and it is the speed of the descent that is really fraying nerves, because that leads to panicky conditions, and we're seeing that around the world. Now, if not a serious panic at this stage, but these things become self-feeding. Now, put it this way, if we had seen the same decline over the last that we've seen over the last 6 days, instead of the last 6 days, if it had taken a month to unfold, the actual profit erosion would have been just as great, but people would have had a lot of time to adjust to it emotionally. It is the fear of rapid profit erosion and that creates the crisis mentality, and that is what is different this time as far as this reaction is concerned. Now, markets generally fall faster than they rise, but this is a rapid erosion, and it's cutting through support levels along the way, and needless to say, there isn't a shred of evidence that this correction is over. And so that rough patch that I have forecast for 2Q and 3Q 2006 is very much in evidence, and I expect all stock markets to move lower against this background. Okay, now let's go on to government bonds. Then, but I just add here, I'm not feeling more bearish. I've been talking about a medium-term correction, and it could well be sharp. I think the fact that, well, these moves tend to be to scale. We had terrific move on the upside, 39 months on the upside for the majority of global stock markets, and I wouldn't have been at all surprised to have seen the correction start at the beginning of the second quarter, or even a bit earlier, but it didn't. It didn't. Markets kept moving upwards, and we kept talking about that, saying, I think the risks are growing, but there's still no evidence that this rally is over. The evidence that the rally is over is gaining rapidly, as I've already said. But when it's all said and done, I'm not looking for more than a medium-term correction, which will certainly frighten a lot of people, and in the process of doing so, create the next great buying opportunity for another run that I wouldn't be surprised if it I wouldn't be surprised if it lasted for at least a couple of years. But first we head south. Now, how to play it? Well, you know my position. I'm doing it through hedge shorts. They're not as aggressive as perhaps I would wish them to be, not as large as I would wish them to be, but it's providing me with good coverage nevertheless. Now, on to government bonds. I've repeatedly said the only script during which I could see a meaningful rally in the government bond sector would be in the event, or not in the event, when we saw a significant correction by global stock markets. I maintain we're seeing that correction, and this has broken the downtrends, short-term to medium-term downtrends, for these government bond futures, which are rallying on short covering and some retreat to so-called quality. This area is not quality. Supply overhang is the big story. And we are also in an environment of gradually rising inflationary pressures in what I maintain is a long-term inflationary cycle. So I don't like these government bonds. I have no interest in participating in these rallies, but I have let the tight stops take me out of my short positions, and I'm probably out of my U.S. Treasury bonds at a profit, although I haven't checked those yet. I haven't checked my account yet. In terms of metals, yes, they are vulnerable to cascade effect selling. We may get overshoots. This is hardly surprising. They had a big run on the upside. I don't agree with Stephen Roach's comments at all. I've said that before, but people keep asking me about them. It's received wide publicity, partly because all of Morgan Stanley's research is free, and also John Malden picked it up and apparently posted. So it's certainly alarmed people, and that helps to hasten what was, I think, all but an inevitable correction here. So Roach will look right for a few months. I'm a big advocate of a commodity super cycle, but you decide. You look at the charts that I posted, or I'm about to post in comment of the day today. I'll say no more on that. But they're inflation adjusted, and that's, I think they are invaluable in terms of overall perspective. So, what do we expect here? I think that, again, we see more of a flight to cash more than anything else. That in itself does the monetary tightening job faster than the central banks could. Certainly also lowers the velocity, and falling prices mean that some of the liquidity and euphoria in the markets, well, it just goes to money heaven, doesn't it? Some of the gains prove to be ephemeral, and I think against the background of a rapid stock market retreat, there is little chance of any central bank hiking interest rates again. If I'm wrong in that forecast, and I hope this doesn't sound too arrogant, then I have underestimated the intelligence of central bankers. In other words, to raise interest rates during what is market retreat, general retreat in markets, and that has been rapid enough to really create a whiff of more than a whiff of fear, if not yet panic, to raise interest rates while this is going on, really would be pouring oil on the flames. So I don't think they'll do it. And own preferences, I'm going to resist the temptation to pop in there and buy gold or silver, because I think these are in this emotional environment, we should be prepared to see overshoots. I'd be delighted to see some overshoots. I've got cash that I want to invest in stock markets. I've got resources positions that I would like to reestablish on the long side, hopefully at more advantageous levels. So, exciting stuff, maybe more exciting than some of us would actually prefer, but hey, that's life, isn't it? And the faster these markets retreat, the quicker we will reach some really interesting buying levels. Meanwhile, all the best. A very abbreviated comment of the day today, a very abbreviated comment of the day tomorrow, but I will do the big picture long-term outlook audio. All the best.